T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
Listen, we're going to get married. I'm cool with that, but I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad. That's going to be my profession.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
I'm just saying, like, don't settle. I've settled way too many times in the past, and, like, I'm just, like, not on that wave right now.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
I feel like you're settling a little bit.
Shut up. I'm going to absolutely end you.
Welcome to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I've had enough. I'm done giving money away. I will say it again. I'm done giving away money. I am not St. Matthew, okay?
Who's St. Matthew?
Do I look like an old man in a hood with a stick?
Depends on the day.
It's like St. Matthew. He's like the prophet. He's the guy that gave away money. So when you pray for financial success and money, you pray to St. Matthew.
Right.
I'm more than happy to hear from you and how you said no to a friend, because yesterday it happened again. Do you remember I told you, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I got a buddy hit me up for money the other week. He asked if I can Venmo him $60 for groceries to help feed his six-year-old kid.
Yeah, it was dramatic.
Got a six-year-old daughter.
And he drives a Lexus or a Beamer.
He's got a $1,200 a month Mercedes in the garage. So, of course, I Venmo him $100.
You're an idiot.
I'll never see that money again. And
you're an idiot.
That's fine. But the guy's got a kid. I'm trying to help him out. Love the dude. He's a really great guy, but he's filled with toxic positivity. Filled with it.
What do you mean toxic positivity?
He's one of those... He's one of the dudes where he's constantly super, super positive, but always sick and broke. And it gets to a point where you're so positive all the time, but it's like, dude, it's okay to have a bad day. Like, you need to just get a job and get on your feet, but no, the universe will provide. The universe has my back. It's like, dude, go feed your kid. He will constantly put getting off a real job to support his family because he's so focused on his dream, and I totally get that. And in his mind, he's all about staying the course, and not getting distracted with odd-end jobs. Okay?
I can't believe you
Are you following
along? I can't believe you gave the schmuck money.
So, we got a text coming in from the text line. Moose, this is Nikki. Do not enable him.
Yeah, no.
You have already helped him several times. If you ask me, he's on his own. He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah. 100%.
No, I agree, Nikki. I appreciate you weighing in. So last night he hits me up, okay? And this time he says, dude, I'm so sorry to keep asking. I'm not sure who else to turn to.
Is this real?
Yeah. Yeah. I was on the phone with not too long ago when we were out.
Forget this guy.
I was on the phone. No, listen, we've been through thick and thin together. I'm all about helping out friends, but now I got to a point. Just hear me out. This is what I did. So he hits me up yesterday. He's like, I could really use some extra cash. Any chance you could help me out? I'm $125 short on rent. And I said, what bothers me about this is he was just out this past Saturday night, and he was posting stories on his Instagram of himself smoking fancy cigars and drinking fine scotch. So you know what I did? I sent him a list of 25 ways to make money, like as a side hustle. Didn't give him the money this time. Because I was like, dude, I've had enough. Your priorities are trash right
now. Garbage.
Trash. So if you happen to be one of those people, here is the top five I sent him. And this was not me being funny. This is me as a friend saying, figure it out. I do have your best interest at heart, but you're a grown-ass man with a family. I'm done enabling you. Okay? Number five, sell your plasma. As long as your iron levels are above a certain threshold and you're in good health, you can easily make a few bucks. You know that, selling your plasma. I did it in L.A. when I needed a loaf of bread. And you may think I'm kidding, but yes, at one point or another years ago, I was really that broke.
You were selling your plasma?
At a clinic. Didn't even know what it was. Still don't. Number four, get paid to stand in line. So if you go to certain websites, like I think one of them is called TaskRabbit, there's people that will go on to this website. And they'll hire someone and stand in line for them. If there's a new pair of like Jordans coming out and it's a 3-hour line.
Or an iPhone
line,
or
anything like that. Hire these people.
We've talked about that before.
Yep.
So that's nutty.
Number four. That's what I sent him. Number three, go to a sperm clinic. You got all this time to ask for money. Go to a sperm bank. Most of them pay from $25 to $140 bucks per visit. I've never been. I'm not speaking from experience. But
God, I hope not.
I heard about it on an episode of Reading Rainbow. Number two. You can become a lice removal technician. You ever hear of one of these?
No.
You're an independent contractor.
It's giving monkey.
Lice doctors will actually train you on how to use 100% effective methods for removing lice off of people's heads. You just have to make house calls. But you can make like 30 bucks an hour.
That's disgusting.
Did you ever have lice growing up?
No.
You know what they made us do in elementary school? They lined all of us up down the hallway, and they sent each one into the nurse's office, and the nurse would take a popsicle stick and just go through your hair.
I think they did that to us,
in front
too.
Of everybody. I'm like, is that normal practice in today's day and age?
Not in front of everybody. You would go into the nurse.
Well, I mean, everyone would be lined up down the hall, but as kids, what do you think we did? We all peeked into
lice.
The room.
You had lice.
No, I didn't. I didn't have lice. My friend in class had lice.
Ugh.
So this is what I sent him. Yeah, so you can become a lice removal technician.
Okay.
Number one. This is actually good money, as gross as it may sound. You can sell your poop. Now there's a lot of medical companies looking for donors of healthy stool to treat patients with colon infections like you. You can easily get paid $25 to $500 per donation, you know, depending on how healthy your stool is.
I want to do that.
I'm telling you, go to TaskRabbit. And I haven't heard back from him since. Because
he blocked your number?
No, I can't say if he blocked me. That would be stupid on his part with the amount of money he still owes me. What I'm saying is each time he's ever reached out to me, for a Venmo, I've fulfilled his wishes, because I'm the type of guy where I don't expect you to pay me back.
It's giving genie, you know what I mean?
But you got a 6-year-old kid, and I feel for that, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you're telling me you got a $1,200 a month Mercedes in the garage that you pay for.
You're right.
But you don't have money to feed your kid? Where the hell are your priorities? Can we get it together?
Yeah, it's really bad.
So when he hit me up for, I'm $125 short on rent yesterday.
Yeah.
Instead of responding to that, I said, dude, here's a list of ways you can make money as a side hustle. And I haven't heard back. And I'm fine with that.
I'm glad that I have the list, though.
Yeah, I know. You have the list now, too. If you guys want this list, I'm not doing all 25. I put the top five. Sell your plasma. Get paid to stand in line. Go to a sperm clinic, obviously, if you're a guy.
Is selling your plasma really bad for you, though?
Become a lice removal technician, and you can sell your stool, your poop.
Doesn't it like take the iron out of your body? I mean, I'm not a doctor, but
no. Let's not assume anything.
But like, you've done it, so tell me.
When I was when I was on the West Coast, I was really hard up for money. Like, I had a couple of days where I didn't eat for 2-3 days, and as a grown man, you know, I made the decision to go out there. I'm brand new to the city, and I'm stubborn. I'm not one that really wants to ask for help. In my mind, I'm like, you know, figure it out. And so I had a friend that was telling me, you know, you can go to this clinic in downtown LA and you could sell your plasma for like $20. I was like, well, what's that? He's like, I don't know, man. It's something in your blood. Just do it. So I walked in, and the people that were in that waiting room with me, yo, I looked around and I'm like, yo, I got to figure this out. I need to figure this out right now or I'm going to move home. It emotionally wrecked me because I'm like, I'm going to do this one time and then I got to figure this out because I'm never coming back here.
Right.
And I did it. And they gave me like $25 cash.
That's it?
And I went and bought some groceries. Yeah, food for less. Yeah, it was tough. It was brutal. And so now I'm passing this wise information on to my buddy. If you want the list, we are more than happy to give it to you. We'll put it on our IG page. But listen, you can't enable your friends.
I would never have enabled them in the first place.
You refuse to give money to anyone. Even if your best friend in the world asks you, you won't give it. Why?
I'm good.
Because of this type of situation I'm in?
They come back. And it's like, listen, I'm not a soup kitchen. You know what I mean? So.
I know. I just got a soft spot for people who need the help because I've been there so many times in my life where I struggled.
I just know that people wouldn't help me. So
that's not true. Mm-hmm. You hit me up for something, I'm there.
But I wouldn't.
See, I know. Well, you're stubborn like me.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. And I'm going to leave it alone. You can only go to the well so many times, people. And right now, the well is dry.
Dry as a bone.
Yeah. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800.
The
number one hit music station.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
You ready to go?
I guess so.
Yeah, this is Breezy's big movie review. Last night, I had her do, I had you watch The Big Lebowski. Reason for that is we brought back Moosterpiece Theater yesterday, a segment we used to do years back when I was on the show.
Yeah.
And we acted out The Big Lebowski together. We did a scene from the film.
Yeah.
The Big Lebowski is not only a cult classic, it's my favorite movie of all time.
Are you saying cult?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
It's basically a movie that holds dear to so many
people.
Like
has a big following?
It's a huge, huge following. They've opened up bars around the country based off The Big Lebowski. There's bowling alleys around the country that will serve white Russians in honor of Jeff Bridges' character, the dude.
Yeah.
I should have worn my Big Lebowski t-shirt today.
Not you having a Big Lebowski t-shirt.
So, you watched the film.
Yeah, I did.
You got to break it down for us. Now, okay. I'll give you the synopsis of what's happening here. Jeff the Dude Lebowski is a broke hippie. He's mistaken for Jeffrey Lebowski, who's the Big Lebowski. He's a millionaire, which explains why he's roughed up and has his precious rug peed on. So in search of compensation for this rug that was peed on, the dude tracks down the other Lebowski to get his rug replaced. Instead, the millionaire Lebowski offers him a job to find his kidnapped wife. Are you following along with me? Are you following?
Yeah.
So you watched the film last night. What'd you think? Your favorite character in the whole movie. It's got to be the dude.
Well, no. Before we get ahead of ourselves here, let's go to the Rotten Tomato score.
79%.
And let's just give my synopsis of what I think happened.
Sure.
Because I don't know if I'm fully understanding, if I'm being completely honest.
There's a lot of moving pieces in any Coen Brothers film you watch.
It was a long movie.
It was. There's a lot of moving pieces, so you got to pay attention when you watch a Coen Brothers film.
So, okay. First of all, it's giving Hangover vibes. Like, it's giving, like, the movie The Hangover vibes.
Like Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the guy with the satchel?
Yeah.
It's a cross between The Hangover and Shameless, the TV show.
Mm. Okay. It's an interesting take.
You see that?
No.
Kind of?
No, I don't.
You don't? Why not? The whole movie, they're searching for their lost friend, lover,
Okay. I suppose I can see the angle you're taking. Sure.
It's like kind of the same thing.
They're trying to find Lebowski, the millionaire's kidnapped wife.
Yeah.
Right. And this stars Jeff Bridges, Steve Buscemi, John Goodman, Julianne Moore, the greatest cast ever.
So, the thing that was most confusing to me is that the movie was set in, the movie was filmed in 89?
No.
No? 98? 98. 98. Sorry, I'm dyslexic. But it was relatively newer for its time, I feel like. Like, it was, it looked pretty crisp.
No, it was.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, for 98, they did a great job filming it. The movie takes place out in Los Angeles and Venice, where the dude lives.
Yeah. He's unwell.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
He's unwell.
And this movie was based off of a character in real life.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Cool. All right. So, yeah, let's get into it. You asked who my favorite character was. My favorite character, without a doubt, had to be Donnie. I love an underdog.
Donnie, played by Steve Buscemi.
He had like three lines.
Yeah,
he was great. He was absolutely great. He was just one of those characters that you love to hate. I was rooting for him, though. Like, every time he spoke, the one guy was like, shut up, Donnie. Just stop talking, Donnie.
Yeah,
like,
Walter.
I love it. Yeah, I absolutely
Donnie's
love
great.
It.
Yep.
He did end up dying, spoiler alert, but that's all right. So that was my favorite character.
Okay. Least favorite character in the film?
The Big Lebowski. Hated him.
Yes.
Couldn't hate him more.
The millionaire, the dude.
Yeah, the millionaire. Couldn't hate him more. And loved you know him. Who else I hated? I don't know their names, but the three guys?
Guys. Yeah.
Were they guys?
Yeah.
They kind of looked like they were from The Matrix a little bit.
A little bit.
Very out of place. Very much didn't make sense. Very, very confusing for that.
Yes, they were the three dudes after Lebowski's money.
Yeah. Yeah, so didn't like them just because I didn't understand their role at all. Didn't understand their place.
Rochester native Philip Seymour Hoffman was in the film, had a great role. Rest in peace.
Nice. Okay, cool.
He played the assistant to the Lebowski.
Yes.
Yep. Keep going.
Brandt.
Favorite. I mean, a lot of great scenes in this film. What was your favorite?
My absolute favorite scene in this film happened fairly early on.
Yeah.
It was the bowling alley scene where, what's the big guy's name? He pulled a gun.
Well, that's John Goodman. He plays Walter.
John Goodman pulled a gun because he was just so into bowling.
Yeah.
He
plays like this Vietnam vet, and every single sentence out of his mouth, he refers it back to being in the Vietnam War.
Yes. It's so classic. It's like, it's so giving funny. Vegan. You know what I mean? Like, how do you know if someone's vegan? They'll tell you. So that was crazy. I liked that scene a lot because I was like, I don't know if I would go that far, but I'm definitely very competitive in the sense of I would absolutely lose my mind if I thought someone cheated. So.
Awesome scene in the movie.
Cue it.
Best, I don't know, what was your favorite line in the whole thing?
I don't know. I mean, I like the scene that we did because, like, about the peeing on the rug, because I just thought, like, I hit it. I did really, really, really well, and I had never seen it before. I'd never seen it before either. Another one of my favorite lines or scenes was when...
Is this your homework, Larry? Larry, is this your homework? Is this your homework, Larry? Come on. Greatest line in the movie. We're talking The Big Lebowski. Breezy watched The Big Lebowski last night for her movie review. Breezy's big movie review. It's my favorite movie of all time. It's a cult classic, and she's narrowing it down for us. But what was your favorite line?
I think my other favorite line slash scene was when... his landlord, the dude's landlord, came for the rent.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, so I have a singing and dancing practice, and I would love if you came by. He's like, oh, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there. He's like, cool. Also, rent's like 20 days late.
He's like, today's the 10th.
He's like, okay. And I told you I'd come to your singing thing. Like, I don't know. It was just hilarious. I laughed out loud. But I do need a little bit of clarification.
Sure.
On some things. So... The Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm.
The girl gets kidnapped. But then at the end, they're like, no, she kidnapped. Well, the whole movie, they're like, no, she kidnapped herself, which I don't know how one does that. But did she really end up... Was the whole thing a setup?
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of admin.
Yeah, well, she wasn't really fully kidnapped.
Whose finger was that then? Whose toe was that?
Well, see, that was part of the characters that you saw, those three weirdos who were trying to get the money.
Yeah. There was never any money.
There was never any money.
Cool. So did she run away?
She ran away, yes.
And he knew that. The Big Lebowski knew that.
Yes, and he paid the other Lebowski to try and go and find her. Are you following?
I'd run away too. It was giving Playboy Mansion. It was
played that? Tara Reid, right?
It was giving held against my own will type of vibe. Playboy Mansion vibe.
Yep.
Just a bigger Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, Tara Reid was in it. John Turturro, who played the Jesus.
He was weird.
Yeah, so good.
That was weird.
That
was really, really weird. If you've seen this movie and you also were slightly confused, you're not alone. You're definitely not alone. But, I mean, it was I mean, it wasn't my fave.
No, I mean.
But it was
I've seen it probably 20 times.
20 times?
Yeah, and you know, when it was on Netflix, like, there was nights where I was just chilling on a Friday. Of course, I'd put the
popper on. Popper on.
There's a sales guy here in the building. And I sit my first week back here. He was like, it's great to have you back, man. What's your favorite movie? I was like, honestly, top five, I'd say Big Lebowski. He's like, I think I like you even more now.
Oh, wow. Not you making friends left and right.
What would you say your overall popcorn bucket score for the Big Lebowski is?
My overall popcorn bucket score, Breezy's Big Movie Review, reviewing The Big Lebowski, I would have to give it...
Now, keep in mind, Rotten Tomatoes is 79%.
Yeah. I'd have to get a 3.8. 3.8's pretty fair.
3.8 out of what?
5.
Yeah. I was hoping for like a 4.5.
3.8's good.
I suppose. Yeah, okay. Breezy reviews The Big Lebowski and gives it a 3.8 for a popcorn score.
Absolutely.
Which is still way higher than the score you gave Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
So before we wrap here, I did want to ask you.
Sure.
My friends over at Rock Cinema, obsessed with them. And I want to take you to the Rock Cinema, the brand new revamped, well, the second oldest movie theater in New York State. Yep. But
in the state.
Oldest theater in New York State, second oldest in the country. I want to take you to go see The Whale.
Oh, I'm dying to see The Whale.
Should we go?
Yes, I will go see Brendan Fraser's comeback film.
Maybe we can review that together next week.
Yeah, I would absolutely love. When is that showing?
I think it's this weekend, so we can go and see it. Do you want to do it?
I mean, yeah, unless I don't have a date.
Oh, Mike, you're done.
The Odyssey app. Wherever you go. Listen to and favorite 98PXY plus hundreds of exclusive stations like Pop New Arrivals. New songs from the artist you love and artists you haven't even met yet. Search Pop New Arrivals on the Odyssey app to listen.
It's 98PXY, the number one hit music station. Good morning, good morning. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy on this fine Tuesday. Some of the sun is coming out.
Good morning.
So just a change of plans here real quick. Your mother
changed
called. We changed the whole show. Your mother called. Our birthdays are about 8 days apart.
Yeah.
And I went out of my way to read her a poem live on the air on her birthday.
Yeah, that you wrote.
Yeah, let me give you a little taste of what that sounded like. Hold on 1 second. It's incredible how much someone like you has touched my life, Bethy. And even though we just met on the phone 2 weeks ago, I know that it was fate that brought us together. I had a dream the other night that I was visited by an angel with a bad back and high blood pressure. As we embraced, I realized it wasn't an angel. It was you, Bethy. It's always been you. All right, so you get the point. Bethy, are you there, sweetie?
I'm here.
Cue it.
So word on the street is you wanted to return the favor, yeah?
Well, after you literally called her out live on the air about her not doing a poem for you, she probably felt pressure to write said poem for you. So
did you feel pressured?
I really did.
Oh, okay.
But also, at the same time, I will say that my mother is actually very good at poem writing and essay writing.
Is that right?
She really is. She's an absolute
Is this a skill set that you learned in college or high school?
Well, she was a teacher.
It's just my teaching background, I think.
Yeah.
No, I think
she's
what it
so
is.
She's so creative.
Let's give credit where it's due, Bethy. I think that you love hard, like me, and you have a soft spot, and you're a helpless romantic. And I think this is your opportunity right now to share with Rochester how you truly feel about me.
Oh, yes. This is our love poem.
Okay. Let me cue the music.
It feels so weird right now.
Let me cue the music. You can leave, Breezy. Okay, Bethy, the stage is all yours.
Enter stage left. Mama.
Okay. Moosey, Moosey, what can I say? I am so, so sorry I missed your big day. You turned 39 on the same day as Breezy's dad. Stop blowing him off for lunch so he can stop feeling so sad. Hot Toddy and I look forward to our first meeting. I have a good feeling our friendship will not be fleeting. We're glad you made your way back to the Rock all those miles because our little girl now has lots of smiles. P.S. I'm a better poem writer than you.
Oh, that was absolutely beautiful. Not you calling me out, just live on the air.
Just returning the favor.
My goodness, did my pants get tighter? Bethy, thank you so much.
Oh, my.
Thank you so much, Bethy. You know what? I'm sorry you missed my big day as well, but we will make up for it. That was absolutely just astounding.
Wow.
We really appreciate you putting the time in it. How long did that take you? You could stay all night.
Not long.
Okay. She's like, I actually didn't sleep, so see ya. Yeah.
Okay, bye, Bethy.
Love you.
Bye.
Wow.
She could have lied about it, you know?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.